WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Burn bans have been lifted in parts of the valley and in Madison County, the site of last month's Quaker Run fire. Rockbridge and Augusta counties get new limits on how much sediment can enter creeks and rivers. And Democratic candidates are lining up to be the next governor. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 5th. The state of emergency and burn ban in Madison County have been lifted. The Daily Progress reports that although the Quaker Run fire is fully extinguished, severe drought conditions continue for most of central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Farmers report that the drought has had significant impact on groundwater. However, officials report that drinking water levels remain stable. WHSV reports that burn bans have also been lifted in Waynesboro, Harrisonburg, and Rockingham County. The State Water Control Board has approved new limits on how much sediment or loose dirt can enter into waterways in five Virginia counties. The Virginia Mercury reports the limits are meant to minimize the impact such pollution has on aquatic life. The new restrictions apply to Rockbridge, Augusta, Bedford, Franklin, and Pennsylvania counties. The new limits, called waste load allocations, are being imposed by the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, which found that aquatic or semi-aquatic insects, such as mayflies, stoneflies, and caddisflies, are less prevalent on waterways in those counties than in waters elsewhere. Scientists are concerned about the low number of insects because of the ripple effect that decreases in those species can have on other aquatic life, including fish, who feed on them. Virginia's Board of Elections certified all of the Commonwealth's 2023 elections on Monday. The unanimous vote finalizes the races for all 140 legislative seats, as well as 39 local constitutional offices, including clerks of the court and Commonwealth's attorneys. Elections Commissioner Susan Beals explained the four risk-limiting audits, or RLAs, used to ensure the accuracy of the votes.
Those RLAs were conducted over the Thanksgiving holiday, the 2 weeks that we just went through. And just want to say thank you to those local electoral boards and officers of election and GRs. All of them were successful, and we all learned a lot, and it was a great experience.
The Board of Elections then took several hours to sign each election certification. Virginia's next gubernatorial election isn't until 2025. The candidates are already lining up for a shot at leading the Commonwealth, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
With 2 years to go before the election of Virginia's next governor, the field seems largely set. Republicans are likely to nominate either Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears or Attorney General Jason Miaris. As for the Democrats, Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney is throwing his hat into the ring to challenge Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. Here's Wes Bellamy at Virginia State University.
I don't think you can deny the dynamic of having the first female governor in Virginia's history and only the second black male if either of them were to win the nomination and then win the general election. It's historic in many ways.
Both candidates have roots in the Richmond area, where Stoney was elected mayor in 2016, and Spanberger's original district represented the Richmond suburbs. So Miles Coleman at UVA says Hampton Roads might play a key role.
If I'm Stoney, I would be looking maybe towards the Hampton Roads area, A, because there's a decent black population there, and B, you know, one of his key endorsements so far is State Senate President Louise Lucas.
The last time a mayor of Richmond was elected governor was Tim Kaine in 2005. And the last time a former member of Congress was elected governor was George Allen in 1993. I'm Michael Pope.
A state agency that oversees Virginia's emergency medical services system is having a financial crisis. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that government officials discovered that the Office of Emergency Medical Services had misspent millions of dollars over many years. Officials are now conducting an audit of the agency's finances. Because of the office's financial uncertainty, some local departments have not received state funds in months, while others are stuck using equipment they say needs to be replaced. In October, Gary Brown announced his retirement after running the EMS office for 27 years. A Virginia artist is selling paintings of wildlife to raise money for the Nature Conservancy. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
Chris Arbo is a fine artist and illustrator from Buckingham County who works in acrylic paint, colored pencil, and pen and ink. She describes the style of her intricate renderings of animals and natural scenes as
detail freak. Yeah, I just can't stop.
Arbo is selling paintings on cedar wood for $100 each, with all proceeds going to charity. She calls the collection Chris's Creatures.
Years and years ago, I started painting those little creatures on cedars just to give as gifts. And then when Russia invaded Ukraine, I was like, oh man, there's got to be something we could do to help. So we raised almost $10,000 for Doctors Without Borders, selling those little guys.
There are 18 available at the moment, including a brilliant indigo bunting singing from a tree branch and a mesmerizing American lady butterfly visiting a flower. She chose the Nature Conservancy as the next beneficiary.
Oh, just because I love them. I've been supporting them for years, and it just drives me crazy to see how people just don't care for the earth. I wanted to do something more to help.
Local residents may also recognize Arbo's work from her murals at public libraries in Farmville and Buckingham County. And she's illustrated several children's books, including the award-winning The Dandelion Seed's Big Dream, which was written by her husband, Joseph Patrick Anthony, and features scenes from Charlottesville. To view or purchase the paintings, search for Chris Arbo on eBay. That's C-R-I-S-A-R-B-O. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
We've posted that link and photos of Arbo's artwork at WMRA.org and on the app. And finally today, lawmakers representing Virginia in Congress are calling for the FBI to pause plans to relocate its headquarters to Maryland. In a letter to the U.S. Office of Management and Budget last week, the representative said the move should wait until a federal investigation is completed. FBI Director Christopher Wray also objected to the U.S. General Service Agency's decision. The GSA's former director cited better transit connectivity and taxpayer savings when she opted to ignore a three-member panel in choosing the Maryland site. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That wraps it up for today's podcast. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.